trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads and pray.
现在我们低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，你赐给我们圣经，我们相信圣经就是我们路上的光。求主帮助每位听众要很透彻地研究他自己的圣经，因为现在有很多的道理有的人没有遵守，我们愿意遵守你的命令到底。愿天父上帝加添我们的信心，使我们做忠心的基督徒。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 This is a continuation of our last subject.
今天这一课是继续研究在上一课所研究的题目。
It is lesson 84.
今天这一课是第84课。
Lesson 84 toward the back of book 2.
第84课第二册的下半部。
And the subject is the Sabbath of the New Testament.
这一课的题目是新约的安息日。
The Sabbath was instituted at creation.
安息日是在创世的时候设立的。
After the entrance of sin.
自从罪进入世界以后。
This day proved to be a blessing to God's people.
这个日子对于上帝的百姓乃是一种福气。
Who must work 6 days by the sweat of their brow.
就是那些必须六天汗流满面工作的那些个百姓。
Gradually, however,
但是渐渐的
sinners forgot God.
罪人忘记了上帝。
Throughout the history of the children of Israel,
在以色列人的历史里头
as recorded in the Old Testament,
就是记载在旧约里头的。
We find God raising up his servants.
我们可以看见上帝兴起他的仆人。
To call the people back to obedience to God's commands.
呼召百姓回转，侍奉，顺从上帝的命令。
All of these reformations included the revival of Sabbath keeping.
那些的改革里头都是包括遵守安息日的复兴。
At Sinai,
在西乃山上
when God spoke the Decalogue with his own lips,
就是上帝亲口宣布十条诫命的时候
as the Decalogue is the Ten Commandments, recording it on stone with his own finger,
用他自己的手把这些个诫命写在石板上
he placed the Sabbath command right in the middle of his law,
他把安息日的命令安置在律法的正中央。
It was to be a constant reminder to his people,
他经常地提醒他的百姓
that I am the Lord your God.
我耶和华，我是耶和华你们的上帝。
See Ezekiel 20, 12 and 20.
看以西结书20章12、20节。
Now we turn our attention to the New Testament.
现在我们请来注意新约。
What was Christ's attitude toward the Sabbath?
耶稣基督他对安息日的态度是怎么样的？
We have already noted Christ's attitude to the Ten Commandments.
我们已经注意到了耶稣基督对十条诫命的态度。
He proclaimed,
他宣告说，
I am come not to destroy the law.
我来不是要废掉律法。
Matthew 5:17.
马太五章十七节。
Therefore he had no plan to do away with the Sabbath either.
所以他并没有废掉安息日的计划。
Because it cannot be separated from the moral law.
因为安息日是不能与道德律法分开的。
In Mark 2:28, Christ proclaimed himself as Lord even of the Sabbath day.
在马可福音第二章二十八节里头，基督宣告他自己乃是安息日的主。
As Christ was the Creator,
因为基督乃是创造主。
According to John 1:1-3,
约翰一章一至三节。
And Colossians 1:13-16,
格罗西书一章十三至十六节。
Then he is Lord of the Sabbath day by virtue of creating it.
因为他创造了他的权利，所以耶稣乃是安息日的主。
Did the Lord of the Sabbath keep that day while he was the Son of Man?
安息日的主在做人子的时候有没有遵守那一天呢？
Oh yes.
遵守了。
In Luke 4:16 we read,
在路加四章十六节这样说，
And he came to Nazareth.
他耶稣来到拿撒勒，
Where he had been brought up.
就是他长大的地方。
And as his custom was,
照他平常的规矩，
He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
在安息日进入会堂，
The synagogue is a Jewish church. And stood up for to read.
站起来要念圣经。
Jesus had been taught from childhood to keep the Sabbath holy.
耶稣从小就受教要遵守安息日为圣。
By the time he entered his public ministry,
到了他公开传道的时候，
it was his custom to worship in the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
他的习惯就是在安息日到会堂去崇拜上帝。
In 1 Peter 2:21 we are told,
在彼得前书第二章二十一节告诉我们说，
that Christ left and us an example,that ye should follow his steps.
基督给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
At the time when Christ lived on earth,
基督生活在世的时候，
the Sabbath had become a burden to many.
安息日成为许多人的一个重担。
This was because the Jewish leaders had encumbered the Sabbath with many senseless restrictions.
这乃是因为犹太人的领袖用了很多没有意义的限制而阻碍了安息日。
Says here, the Jewish leaders, they had surrounded the Sabbath with many, many restrictions which were without sense. They were senseless.
这个地方提到说是这些犹太人的领袖们他们用了许多没有意义的这些个限制围绕了安息日。
They had even designated exactly how far one could walk on the Sabbath.
他们甚至很清楚很精确的指定在安息日一个人可以走多远的路。
Another such restriction,
还有一个类似的限制，
was that to carry one handkerchief on Sabbath was lawful.
在安息日带一条手帕是合法的，
but not to carry two,
但是不可以带两条，
as that would be bearing a burden,
因为这样就成了负担。
Often the sick were neglected on Sabbath,
生病的人在安息日常常被人忽略，
for fear some of the services that would have made them more comfortable would be counted as work.
因为人们恐怕有些个使病人更舒服的服务会被认为是一种工作。
Jesus came to make the Sabbath a delight.
耶稣来乃是要使安息日成为一种快乐。
It was to be a day when men would temporarily forget their own livelihood.
这要成为人类能够暂时忘掉他们自己生计的日子。
And engage in serviceFor the comfort of others.
也成为一个参与为他人谋福利而服务的日子。
When the sick came to Jesus on the Sabbath day,
在安息日病人被带到耶稣面前的时候，
he did not turn them away.
他并没有把他们赶走。
In fact, he said,
事实上他还说，
it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day.
在安息日做善事是可以的。
Matthew 12:12.
马太十二章十二节。
It is apparent that Jesus had no intention of transferring the sacredness of Sabbath to any other day.
显然耶稣并无意把安息日的神圣性转换给另外任何的日子。
It was to remain the day of rest until his return.
他继续成为一个休息的日子，直到他来的时候。
Jesus predicted the destruction of Jerusalem.
耶稣曾经预言到耶路撒冷的毁灭。
He told his disciples some signs to look for.
他也告诉他的门徒要注意的一些个预兆。
And warned them to flee for their lives when this took place.
也警告他们，当这些事情发生的时候，他们就应当逃命。
He added,
他还说，
Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter.
你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不要遇见冬天。
Neither on the Sabbath day.
或者安息日。
Matthew 24:20.
马太24章20节。
Jerusalem was not destroyed until nearly 40 years after Christ left this earth.
直到基督离开这个世界将近40年，耶路撒冷才被毁灭。
So 40 years after the resurrection, Christians were not to desecrate the Sabbath.
这样看来，在复活以后的40年，基督徒是不可以违反安息日。
Jesus did not give any command to the early church, which he established, countering the Sabbath command.
耶稣并没有给他所设立的早期教会任何和安息日诫命相抵触的命令。
As his apostles preached the gospel to the Gentile world,
他的使徒对外邦人传福音的时候，
they continued to keep the Sabbath.
他们仍旧是遵守安息日的。
In fact, the Apostle Paul followed the same custom as Jesus did.
事实上，使徒保罗也效学了耶稣的同样的习惯。
In Acts 17:1-2, we read,
在使徒行传第十七章一节二节说，
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia,
他们经过安菲波里和亚波罗尼亚，
They came to Thessalonica,
他们到了帖撒罗尼迦，
where was a synagogue of the Jews,
在那里有犹太人的会堂，
and Paul, as his manner was,
保罗照他素常的规矩，
went in unto them,
进去，
and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures,
一连三个安息日本着圣经与他们辩论。
There are many other references in Acts.
在使徒行传里头有很多其他的记载。
To the apostles keeping the Sabbath.
论到使徒们遵守安息日。
In the New Testament.
在新约里头。
The Sabbath of the fourth commandment.
第四条诫命的安息日。
Is mentioned 59 times.
一共提到了59回。
The Sabbath command cannot be divorced from the other 9.
安息日的诫命是不能够和其他的九条分离的。
It was placed there by God himself.
是上帝亲自把它安置在那个地方。
To remind all nations.
要提醒所有的国家。
That he is the creator of heaven and earth.
说他是天地的创造主。
May every Christian taste the delight of keeping it holy.
但愿每一位基督徒都体验到遵守它为圣日的喜乐。
We have 7 vocabulary words to lesson 84.
我们84课一共有7个生字。
The first is sweat.
第一个是流汗。
Sweat. 2. Virtue.
Virtue 这个字是德行的意思。
Virtue.By virtue of.
那这就是因为或者是权利意思。
3. Public.
公开的。
Public. 4. Encumbered.
阻碍。
Encumbered. 5. Designated.
指定或者命定。
designated. 6. Desecrate.
破坏其神圣性。
Desecrate. 7. Countering.
反对。
Countering. Now let us look at the lesson and read it in English.
我们现在再来看这课文，用英文把它再念一遍。
Lesson 84.
第八十四课。
The Sabbath of the New Testament.
新约的安息日。
The Sabbath was instituted at creation. After the entrance of sin, this day proved to be a great blessing to God's people, who must work 6 days by the sweat of their brows. Gradually, however, sinners forgot God. Throughout the history of the children of Israel, as recorded in the Old Testament, we find God raising up His servants to call the people back to obedience to God's commands. All of these reformations included the revival of Sabbath keeping. At Sinai, when God spoke the Decalogue with His own lips, recording it on stone with His own finger, He placed the Sabbath command right in the middle of His law. It was to be a constant reminder to His people that I am the Lord your God. See Ezekiel 20:12-20. Now we turn our attention to the New Testament. What was Christ's attitude toward the Sabbath? We have already noted Christ's attitude to the Ten Commandments. He proclaimed, I am come not to destroy the law. Matthew 5:17. Therefore, He had no plan to do away with the Sabbath either, because it cannot be separated from the moral law. In Mark 2:28, Christ proclaimed Himself as Lord even of the Sabbath day. As Christ was the Creator, John 1:1-3, Colossians 1:13-16, then He is Lord of the Sabbath day by virtue of creating it. Did the Lord of the Sabbath keep that day while He was the Son of Man? Oh, yes. In Luke 4:16 we read, And He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up. And as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Jesus had been taught from childhood to keep the Sabbath day. By the time He entered His public ministry, it was His custom to work in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. In 1 Peter 2:21, we are told that Christ left us an example, that ye should follow His steps. At the time when Christ lived on earth, the Sabbath had become a burden to many. This was because the Jewish leaders had encumbered the Sabbath with many senseless restrictions. They had even designated exactly how far one could walk on the Sabbath. Another such restriction was that to carry one handkerchief on Sabbath was lawful, but not to carry two, as that would be bearing a burden. Often the sick were neglected on Sabbath, for fear some of the services that would have made them more comfortable would be counted as work. Jesus came to make the Sabbath a delight. It was to be a day when men would temporarily forget their own livelihood and engage in service for the comfort of others. When the sick came to Jesus on the Sabbath day, He did not turn them away. In fact, he said, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Matthew 12:12. It is apparent that Jesus had no intention of transferring the sacredness of Sabbath to any other day. It was to remain the day of rest until his return. Jesus predicted the destruction of Jerusalem. He told his disciples some signs to look for and warned them to flee for their lives when this took place. He added, pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Matthew 24:20. Jerusalem was not destroyed until nearly 40 years after Christ left this earth. So 40 years after the resurrection, Christians were not to desecrate the Sabbath. Jesus did not give any command to the early church which he established countering the Sabbath command. As his apostles preached the gospel to the Gentile world, they continued to keep the Sabbath. In fact, the apostle Paul followed the same custom as Jesus did. In Acts 17:1-2 we read, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. There are many other references in Acts to the apostles keeping the Sabbath. In the New Testament, the Sabbath of the 4th commandment is mentioned 59 times. The Sabbath command cannot be divorced from the other 9. It was placed there by God himself to remind all nations that he is the creator of heaven and earth. May every Christian taste the delight of keeping it holy. Dear friends, I trust you will desire to keep the Sabbath.
亲爱的朋友, 我希望你愿意遵守安息日。
We have Sabbath schools every Saturday morning at 9:30.
每一个安息日的早晨在9点半钟开始, 我们有安息日学。
In our churches, we not only have Sabbath school, but we have a worship service every Saturday morning.
在我们的教堂里头，不单是每安息日有安息日学，还有崇拜聚会。
And we welcome you to attend these services.
我们欢迎各位参加这些聚会。
If you desire to know the location of our churches, you can write to us.
如果你喜欢知道我们在各个地方教堂的地址，请给我们写信。
Now perhaps you wonder now why the Christian world, or most of the Christian world, is not keeping the Sabbath.
也许你现在心里头就在想，为什么大多数的基督徒都没有遵守安息日呢？
Perhaps you would like to study the history of the origin of Sunday keeping.
也许你喜欢研究为星期日的遵守星期日的来源。
Let me say again that the Bible commands only the keeping of Sabbath.
我要再说，圣经只吩咐我们遵守安息日。The
disciples kept the Sabbath.
门徒是遵守安息日的。But
after the apostles passed away, the Sabbath was gradually forgotten.
在这些门徒过世之后，安息日就渐渐地被人遗忘。And
Christians began keeping Sunday.
基督徒就开始遵守星期天。
If you desire to investigate the history of the change, I recommend the Bible Correspondence course to you.
如果你喜欢研究这个历史，我就向各位推荐《十兆圣经函授学课》。
Send us your name and address, and we will mail you the lessons.
但是你将你的姓名和地址写给我们，我们就会把这些课程寄给你。
May God continue to bless you and bring you back to study with us during each broadcast.
愿上帝继续与你同在，在下次继续来收听。